looks too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Don't praise my charm too much. Don't look so vain with me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say we're in love. Don't take my arm too much. Don't keep your hand in mine. Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. Say we're in love.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Sunday nights feature intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Experience powerful Indigenous voices July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Bold performances, rich tradition, and genre-blending sound featuring Ribbon Skirt, Red River Rambler, and Reuben and the Dark with the Bullhorn Singers. Join us for four unforgettable days of music, culture, and community. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba, Winnipeg.
When a man needs a woman's love so much, in a beautiful love story, not all love is beautiful.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we have a sort of a just a relaxed, eclectic kind of show laid out for you tonight. We started off with Curtis Fuller off of his album, The Opener. That one featured Hank Mobley on the tenor saxophone, called Lizzie's Bounce from the album The Opener, recorded way back in 1957. And we're going to just go through sort of a series of musicians just around the same time tonight. You can hear from Dexter Gordon, Lee Morgan, the list goes on. Coming next, we're going to go to an album from 1959 that you'll all know and love. The album, is, of course, is called Time Out by Dave Brubeck and his quartet. It's an album that changed jazz forever. It's very much about third stream jazz, the integration of classical music and jazz and classical forms into jazz, and utilizing different time signatures as well, which also just really playing more so with rhythm and playing more so with what the form of jazz really was. Not necessarily endemic to classical music. Some of it was. Some of it was just more complicated and rhythmic structures that you can hear. Of course, one of the famous song off of the album is Take Five, which is a 5-4 song. Hence why it's called Take Five. Five beats to the bar. Always a complicated thing for drummers. But the one we're going to play now is actually one that I was listening to this week, and I thought, oh, interesting. So, Blue Rondo La Turque is one of the songs off the album. In fact, it's the opening cut. So when you were, in 1959, pulling out this album, and I guess it wouldn't have had cellophane, but pulling out this album and putting it on your turntable and listening to it, this is the first song that you would have listened to. Now, you can imagine that if you were a young hipster with a goatee and horn-rimmed glasses, this is a song that you'd be like, wow, that's cool. And it is. And the interesting thing is I was listening to it, and there's a call-and-response period, the piece that you're going to hear. And the band is working so hard on all these rhythms. And Paul Desmond, the alto saxophone player who played many years with Dave Brubeck, has the great honor of, when they come to the break, filling that break. And it's a lot of pressure because you're filling that break with these kind of great little grooves. But he is actually so cool that all of these years later, you kind of listen to it and go, that's incredible, because there's just a classic kind of element to what he's doing. You're making this album that, I don't know that you ever know this at the time, but an album that would become seminal in the history of jazz and become one of the most talked about albums in the history of jazz. And he comes in and plays these great little breaks. So, Blue Rondo La Turque, and after that we're going to get into a little bit of McCoy Tyner, but let's start here first with Paul Desmond and Blue Rondo La Turque right here on 52nd Street. Just pull that one back for a second and give it the proper due that it deserves. We are having technical difficulties with the same one from last week, so I will make a note of that for our station manager. And in the meantime, we're going to get right back to what has now become the overextended version of the introduction of Blue Rondo La Turque right here on 52nd Street. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's a fun little groove, wasn't it? We started off a nice little trio of songs. Started off with Blue Rondo and La Turque by the great Dave Brubeck off of the album Time Out. And then after that, McCoy Tyner featuring Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes. And the song was called I Didn't Know What Time It Was. It's a song we've played before. Some of you may know the song. And it's that's sort of the most unique sort of take on it I've heard. Almost a bit of a kind of funky kind of groove. They just fall into that bass line. And so I Didn't Know What Time It Was I've heard as a ballad. I've actually heard someone play this more of an up-tempo song, just probably for fun. And that one kind of falls somewhere in the middle of that nice little groove. Really liked it, though. And then Kenny Burrell from an album, his first album, actually, called Introducing Kenny Burrell, Fugue in Blues. Kind of getting back to that Blue Rondo La Turque, that mixing of classical music and jazz and blues and all of the things that come with that. All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from the great Lee Morgan, and I said that we'd hear from him tonight. This one's going to take us up a little bit. We're going to kick it up just for a bit, and then we're going to come back down to that nice groove that we're in. We're going to hear from Lee Morgan now and his version of A Night in Tunisia.
Thank you.
Not too fast. Staying with our laid-back kind of groove, but a little more intense. You know, anytime you kind of get Lee Morgan's trumpet there on top, you get a little bit more intensity. Pepper Adams was a baritone saxophone player on that, but just a really nice version of that jazz classic, A Night in Tunisia. All right, coming up next, we have only two tracks left tonight. And the next one's going to feature a great bass player. It's an album that we've heard in the show before. It's called Bass on Top, and features Paul Chambers. And it's just a rhythm section. No horns, no singers, just the rhythm section. So here they are doing Dear Old Stockholm right here on 52nd Street. What you think of that? That one was Paul Chambers and Bass on Top. Absolutely love that album. That one features Paul Chambers, of course, as well as Hank Jones, or Taylor. And so, you know, it's interesting because you think, oh, we're going to hear an album by a bass player. How's that going to go? It is a great, great album by probably one of the great bass players in the history of jazz, one of the great bass players of all time, likely. All right, coming up next, believe it or not, it's our last track of the evening. We're going to end tonight with a nice ballad. Dexter Gordon is my beloved saxophone player. And even if you're not a jazz fan, there's lots and lots of people out there that love Dexter Gordon. Anyway, he's got this incredible interpretation, this rich, deep tone, and this phrasing that really tells an incredible story. So whether you're a longtime jazz fan or you just appreciate jazz a little bit, there's something about Dexter Gordon that really resonates across the board. And we're going to end tonight with a track from his album called Ballads. And there's not a bad song on this. He has an ability to tell a story. He has an ability to play ballads like very few others in jazz do. And tonight we're going to end from a song that I think can have a lot of meaning. Has been done by a lot of different people. The song is called Darn That Dream. So until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. And here now, Dexter Gordon, Darn That Dream. Thank you.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live jazz back to the city with Sunday evening jazz concerts in the historic Fort Garry Club Room. Join us each week for intimate performances with some of the most accomplished local and Canadian players. Tickets priced at $18 plus fees in advance or $20 at the door. Music starts at 7 p.m. and full show details and advance tickets are available at jazzwinnipeg.com. Jazz at the Fort Garry is proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Sit down, Tracy.
And you are listening to
101.5 UMFM.
All of the days sing all the time.